Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
It's in front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Approach Podcast, your go-to spot for all things wellness and intermittent fasting. We're your hosts, Adam and Victoria, here to spill the beans on how to feel your best and live your healthiest life. So if you're ready to kick those bad habits to the curb and embrace the intermittent fasting lifestyle, stick around because we've got some seriously awesome tips and tricks coming your way.
What is going on, everybody? This is Adam Potash, and I have our amazing. I'm not gonna say sidekick anymore. What can we say?
What can we say?
Sidekick, partner in crime. Okay, there you go, partner in crime. Victoria Bays, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. It is very early here, hence the glasses going on. So I've been up for a little while. For those of you that know me, I get up very, very early. But don't do podcasts very early in the morning. But we're doing a very early podcast. We got a lot going on today, so we want to get it out of the way. And it is just us today. So we are the special guests, so to speak. We've had a lot of amazing guests on in the last few weeks. So it's been exciting.
Yeah. I think it's been really exciting to just discuss some other topics to do with wellness. And I mean, particularly the last podcast with Carice about wellness in the area of your kind of face muscles and neck muscles and breathing. That was so fascinating to me. So yeah, it's been really interesting.
I'm like all in on these podcasts. I mean, because I'm just learning more and more about just, you know, not just, I guess, people and people's specialties and what they do and why they do it. And so I just, all that stuff is very intriguing to me. And yes, with Carice, I got to go see her with my TMJ issue. So hopefully she can fix me up.
And I think it's really interesting because the commonality between every guest, no matter what their specialty, they've always said, well, the first thing that you need to look at is your diet and your water intake and your sleep. And it's all those like foundational basics of wellness that you need to get in line first. And then if you still find that you're having issues, there are all these specialists that can help with that particular thing. But always, so many things can be cured and helped and assisted with just the basics, which is what we teach. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. And this keeps on kind of coming back to me. Like I saw something the other day, it said like food first, like, you know, and that's kind of like what we always talk about is food first, like get your stuff through food first. I'm right there with you with that. And then I saw another kind of like meme or like TikTok trend, I guess it was. And someone was like, oh, I'm not feeling good. And then like the question is, whoa, did you go outside today? No. Oh, did you eat healthy today? No. Like, and so like, it's all these kind of check boxes that people aren't doing to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I used to work for a little while in skincare, and people would always come and say like, what have you got that I can put on my skin to help? And it's like, well, hang on. First, what are you putting inside your body that's affecting your skin? Because, you know, there's some great skincare, and I love skincare, and I know Rachel loves skincare, but if you're not fueling your body and your skin, the skin is the largest organ on the body. Sure. If you're not fueling it with water and nutrition, then what hope have you got for adding creams on top of it? So
we talk about this all the time. I mean, Rachel being in the skincare space, I've health coached a lot of her colleagues and friends, and like nothing beats proper nutrition and diet. Nothing.
Exactly.
And it's great because it's one of the first things that you do notice when you start changing up your diet. So it's pretty instant.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really good motivator, actually. I think those things that change instantly when you change your lifestyle, that's a really good, you look in the mirror and think, actually, I'm making progress here. It's great. Yeah.
So I was before we got on this live, I'm thinking like, what a difference a week makes. And, you know, so much has happened in this week, not just for the approach, but I think general in the world. I mean, we had this whole like big Oprah, I want to say scandal without getting like, you know, banned from social media, but it seemed like such like hoopla, this whole like production she put on about Ozempic and stuff like that. And listen, I don't want to, you know, diss drugs completely. I just think they're 1000% overused and not for the right purposes or intentions. And, you know, we can go down that rabbit hole forever. So that's happened. Then we had this kind of crazy article come out, which I don't know if you read the whole thing. I did.
Because people were sending it to me.
Yeah.
We had members sending it in saying, what's your opinion on this? Uh-huh. You know, so I read all of it and I read through some of the research and things. So yeah, I'm pretty
And now social media, I don't know if you heard the latest, but now social media is attacking kind of big influencer intermittent fasting figures. So there's a few of them on there, Gary Braca, Huberman and some big time, you know, TikTok people at least, and now they're trying to take them down in some other kind of crazy scandals and whatnot, and it's just insane to me. I don't know if you ever read a book or if it's I'm assuming it's worldwide popularity, but it's called The Atlas Shrugged. So have you heard of this book?
No.
It's an older book from like the 40s or 50s. I was never a big reader. I started reading kind of like later in life. But it's kind of like the high school book you should read. And again, I don't like getting all political, but it's basically, I'll sum it up for you in like 30 seconds. The smartest people in the world have to go basically form their own island where nobody is in communication with them because the government tries to take them over and have them almost work for the government. And so, and I'm reading this book, and by the way, I hated it. Every single page I hated the book. I was like, this is the most boring book. I hate it. I can't stand it. But I got recommended through a very smart, smart friend of mine. So I was like, I got to do it. And I'm not a quitter. And the point of my story is like, now everything like is popping up in relations to how this book talks about. And it's just crazy to me. That is crazy. You know, we live in this, you and I live in this kind of like health space of natural healing, I want to say. And like, I always come back to, when did we get away from this? I want some answers. Like, I really do. Like, when did doctors like stop prescribing health and nutrition and you know, good diet? And when... You know, obviously there's no money to be made. And I get that part. And I understand that. And maybe they should have figured out a way to attach some revenue earnings with proper diet, like come out with meal plans, come out with add health coaches and nutritionists to their practice that they can, I don't know, you know, I don't want to plug myself in this, but what's your...
No, I know. I agree. And I think it's interesting. And I mean, here in the UK, there is definitely a push to get back to that from the NHS, our National Health Service. I know that if you now go to the doctors and you say that you've got any issue, but maybe a root cause of that is obesity or being overweight, the first thing that they will do is recommend you to, they actually give you like vouchers for money off gyms, money off weight loss programs or things that are approved. They have like a whole meal plan thing that they will send over to you. So they are really trying to move more towards fixing larger health issues with diet and exercise before they start prescribing things.
But do you think it's like putting a band-aid over things? Like there's no way that can compete with like big pharma and stuff like that.
Completely. But I do think there's a big difference between here and in the US with where we're at the moment.
I have no doubt. I mean, the US has to be like the worst on this stance, but like, you know, like there's no competing, right? Like, so that's kind of like my thought on it. There's no competing with this. The only thing that we can do is take a look at big pharma and take a look at their approach and their marketing and kind of limit that. Right. Because their funds are endless. Right. They're always going to win. You know, what is it like 70% of ad spend on television is big pharma.
Right. OK.
You know, like there's no way you know, we can talk about eating healthy all we want. Yeah. But, you know, the noise is always there with, you know, drugs and you know, prescriptions and things like that.
And I think it's so inbuilt into people's mindset. Like, I've got a problem. What can I get to fix it? Like, people rarely are looking inside for their, you know, own habits or lifestyle changes that they can make. It's very, I mean, my Adam is like exactly like that. He's like, oh, I need to go to the doctor because I've got this. And I'm like, well, the first thing I would do in any situation is I'm like, oh, I'm feeling a bit lethargic. What food should I be eating that will give me more energy? Like, especially being, actually, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but I'm expecting a baby.
And yes, being how long are you right now?
I'm coming up for 6 months.
Ooh, so, wow.
Yeah, we're getting there. But even over with halfway. That, like, yeah, over half, I know. Crazy. although Isaac went right to the end, so I'm just like, this is just a, you know.
No, this is number two. This one's going to fly out.
But even with this, I'm like, oh, I feel particularly tired today. What foods can you eat during pregnancy that are going to help increase? Like, for me to actually go to the doctor and ask for some help, I have to be so, so far down the line of like, I've tried everything I can to adjust with diet, water, sleep, exercise.
Oh, I'm the same way. I look at that first. Like, I had a few days last week that I was feeling a little lethargic, and I kind of like couldn't open my eyes. Like, well, just a couple of those days, and I immediately thought, like, what is going on? Like, something.
Yeah.
You know, is it the weather? Is it allergies? Is, you know, what is it? The last resort for me would ever be a doctor. I don't even go for regular checkups. I'm like, what's no. what? Like, I just don't.
I know people who are like, oh, I've been really tired lately, so I've been to the doctor. And it's like, oh, okay, wow, okay. Like, and I think it's that it's so difficult to change that mentality. I think it's so deep within people. But I don't know if we want to just go back and recap over the actual article that we were talking about, because I know people have wanted your opinions on it. I know you've shared a video on social about it, but perhaps for podcast listeners that haven't seen that, you know, what were our thoughts on the article?
Yeah. And a lot of people have actually done a lot of people have done their take on the article. And what's amazing to me is if you go look at the article, any one of the articles, or any one of the comments about it, like, everything is negative about the article and in favor of fasting. So whatever their efforts were supposed to be, it completely backfired, which is great. Like, you know, that's kind of what I was hoping. I didn't see any, like, not one positive thing, like, oh my God, this article is amazing. Like we need more of this. No, there was nothing of that. So basically the article was of a study. They did 20,000 people study, but it wasn't even peer reviewed. It wasn't a real study. It was almost like an opinion, the way it was written. And I've read this article three times, and every time I've read it, I'm like, this just makes less and less sense. Mm-hmm. And the review was, they took 2 days of eating and basically calculated people's life after 2 days of eating. And then what they also did was they kind of put this intermittent fasting name or topic to nothing that had to do with intermittent fasting. So it could have been people already going through illnesses. It wasn't a designed intermittent fasting kind of you know, structure. It was nothing like that. So I think people, and for the most part, I don't think people will ever read between the lines. They're looking at a title. They're looking at like words here and there throughout the content. And they're like, oh my gosh, 91% heart disease. But there's like, there was no association. So there was no connection. And there was no backing to come up with that 91% either.
Yeah.
The crazy part about this article too, is it referenced like three times the benefits of intermittent fasting and the benefits of previous studies. And I was like,
yeah, that's what really got me, was the bit where it suddenly said, oh, by the way, the majority of other studies, in fact, every other study that we've seen doesn't support this research at all. And it was like, oh, okay. But why is that not in the headline? Like, we know why. It's clickbait and it gets the views and it has ads on the article and people are getting paid for that and blah, blah, blah. But it just completely contradicted itself right at the end. It said,
any
other study you listen to will tell you that there's loads of benefits.
Yeah. Right. And again, if you find any of the articles or social media publications that have this, just open up the comment section and every single one. I didn't find one comment that said again that this was such a positive, great review. Like everything, even the people that like wanted to disagree with intermittent fasting, they were like, well, this article didn't really do it. So, yeah. And again, I think some of these things are obviously in line with, again, Oprah. And again, I don't know, nothing against Oprah. I know there's a lot of Oprah lovers out there, but I think it was like just perfect timing with her special on all these weight loss drugs. And then this come out. And then again, it's all timing, like literally week after week, like to the date, there's all these kind of negative publicity coming out about fasting, and it's targeting fasting. And my only thought is that, listen, fasting is easy. It's free. It's, can save your life. I mean, the benefits go on and on. So they're trying to come at it from every angle, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
So, and I even looked up the doctor, and the only picture I found was literally an AI picture of this doctor. Right. And so again, the whole thing just kind of looked a little bogus to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, I know we could talk about this stuff for days and days, and it's our space, but, I encourage everybody to go read that article. You know, Oprah did the special. I watched a glimpse of it. I think there was some positivity to her show that basically highlighted people changed their life, and that's great. And I get that. I just, you know, my opinion is it's not a sustainable life, and the juice isn't worth the squeeze, so to speak, with all the negative side effects and stuff like that. And you know, to end this podcast, I think, you know, people sit there and they say they've tried everything, and you haven't tried everything. Or if you've tried things, you haven't done it with the proper guidance or support or knowledge or understanding and all these things. So no, it hasn't been everything. I highly encourage people to just do intermittent fasting, whether it's the Approach program or not. Just get the right tools, get the right information, go to the library, go to the bookstore, pick out some books. There's tons and tons of books now on intermittent fasting. Just do your own research. Don't listen to some doctor selling you a drug. I think doctors certainly have their place, but not selling drugs.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Well, again, we can talk about this for hours. Thank you so much, Victoria. If you guys want more information about the Approach program, about intermittent fasting. Oh, by the way, I haven't shown you this. We have official Approach plates. We're going to start taking pre-orders for these. I know you guys can't see this if you're listening at home, but we have official Approach plates that are kind of giving guidelines of what to eat, how much to eat, and stuff like that. Not that we're big on portion control. These are just kind of really good generic guidelines. So we're going to start taking pre-orders for these very soon. As always, if you want more information about the Approach program, just go to jointheapproach.com or just go and download the app. That's the easiest way to get started. We have a 7-day trial, and you can lose up to 5 pounds your first week. So
perfect.
All right. Take care, guys.
If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. If you're ready to become part of the Approach family, then download the Approach app today. Don't forget to listen in next week for more Approach-approved wellness.